The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
At Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Spin to the left and spin to the right. But when you really want to know, turn to the Don Crow Show. Turn to the Don Crow Show. Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. And speaking of Passport, we are so blessed because they team up with us every month in our various campaigns with matching funds money. And we try to keep you posted all through each of the shows as to money that may be remaining. But in any event, right now, this moment, I just want to thank Passport for their incredible generosity and partnership through all the years together. We've done it for so many years together. Tom Lewis with me. In this case, we're talking about Cross International. What a great ministry itself. What a great impact it's been having for many, many years now in various countries of the world. I mean, really crisis countries such as Guatemala and Haiti and Nicaragua and El Salvador, Dominican Republic, and elsewhere also. But those are the focus of what we're doing together. Instead of just wringing our hands in despair and dismay and frustration saying the whole world's a mess and nothing can be done about it, well, that's not what our Lord himself called us to do. He called us to recognize the problems, but then get involved. Get involved in very practical ways. When Jesus came, we know he didn't simply come to preach the good news of salvation, although that was at the very heart of his mission, but he knew that people were hurting on a very human, ordinary, daily level, and that had to be addressed as well, whether it was feeding the 5,000 on one occasion, many others, the healing the sick and raising the dead even and everything else. He met those needs also, and they became, I call them, the bell in the church tower, so to speak, to get the attention of the people for the really good news, that God loved them so much that he cared about their hunger, he cared about their pain, he cared about their diseases, but most of all, he cared about the destiny of their soul. And that's what Cross is really all about, driven by the gospel.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you thought of the Lord's Prayer, where right up front, early in the Lord's Prayer, what does it talk about? Give us this day what? Our daily bread. Our Lord knew that we would have physical needs in this life. He gets it, right? These children have those physical needs. And we are called, according to Scripture, to help these widows and orphans and these that are poor and the less fortunate of this world, to help them, to lift them up. I love Psalm 113, verse 7. It says this: He lifts the poor from the dirt and the needy from the ash heap. And in every country I've been to, with Cross International, we see burning garbage dumps with hot ash. And in every dump, you'll see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children sifting through the burning garbage. And that verse pounds my heart and my mind every time I see it. Psalm 113, verse 7. He lifts the poor from the dirt and the needy from the ash heap. Some translations literally say he lifts the poor from the dirt and the needy from the garbage heap. But then it goes on, Don, and it says this: and he seats them with princes. Mm. Wow. How much does he love those who are suffering?
And how does he lift them, folks? He doesn't send angels to magically pull them up out of the mud, out of the garbage heap. And this is what we need to understand. He does that, but he intends that it be done through you and me.
Yes.
He intends that it be done through his people. This is a call to the church, corporate, and this is a call to every individual believer. That if we say, well, James put it in his own words, basically a paraphrase, and John wrote the same kind of thing. How can you say to your brother, when you see him in need, be clothed and be warm, and yet do nothing to alleviate his need? And really, it's hypocritical to say, well, I really care about people unless I find practical ways to engage with their pain and engage with their needs. And this is such a simple way to do it.
Really is.
I mean, it's a $39 one-time gift that will feed a child in one of these countries we're talking about for an entire year. You hear me say it often. Look, if it were $39 a month, it would still be a great deal. It would be phenomenal to save a child's life for $39 a month. But this is a one-time gift of $39 to do it for a child. 10 children can be saved for a $390 one-time gift. And we've also said, look, if you want to do the larger gift but you can't do it all at once, how about $39 a month for 12 months and you've saved 12 children?
Yeah, absolutely. We have great partners in all these nations. Let me give you the number. I want to talk to you about one of our partners in Haiti. Coming up, 888-257-4255. That's the phone number in the next couple of minutes. Could we get five of you to make a gift for a family of five? Five of you to give a gift for a family of five in the next 5 minutes at 888-257-4255. $195 gift right there on your credit card. Easy to do. WAVA.com, another great way to give. Or 888-257-4255.
So my best friend was upstairs tucking his kids in bed last week when he heard a shrieking scream from his wife. He flew down the stairs, worried something serious had happened, and found his wife literally laying across their kitchen island, fear etched across her face, and pointing to the corner of the room, where he saw the cutest, littlest mouse. Hey, it's Ryan, and the reality is, little things can often pack a big old punch. And we think our faith and family mortgage team is the same way. We're pretty small, just a couple dozen people, but when it comes to saving you money and stress, we have a mighty mouse in our corner. Our small family team is an arm of a bigger parent company, which allows us to be a direct lender, which is an advantage that often allows us to get WAVA listeners a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
Nice!
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Did you know that 108 million people in our country are on diets and are giving the weight loss industry over $20 billion a year in annual revenues? Those are amazing statistics, especially when we're told that in developing countries of the world, 7.6 million people die of hunger every year, with over 2 million of those being children. That means a child dies every 3.9 seconds from hunger. And that means 21,000 children will die just today. But as terrible as those numbers are, folks, right now we are doing something about it together in our exciting campaign with Cross International, where your gift of just $39 will feed a child in Guatemala and other developing nations for an entire year. $78 will feed two children, $117 will take care of three, and so forth when you call 888-257-4255. That's 888-257-4255, or you can make your gift online at WAVA.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Abraham Lincoln remains our most revered political leader, but even some of his admirers misunderstand his rise to power. They believe Lincoln only became president in 1860 because Democrats divided and three major candidates split the votes against him. In fact, those three opponents drew a combined total far less than Lincoln's hefty majorities in 15 of the 18 free states of the Union, providing more than enough electoral votes for decisive victory. In Lincoln's re-election run in 1864, he won an even greater landslide, winning the popular vote by 10% and carrying 22 of 25 states. His example reminds us that great presidential leadership relies on clear-cut majority support, not the cobbled-together squeaker victories that seem to obsess too many strategists and commentators as they look toward 2020. I'm Michael Medved.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
I want to say thank you to some friends that have been calling the number. We'll give you it in just a minute. Christopher, thank you. And Greenbelt, thank you for your $120 gift. Thank you to Thomas in Washington, D.C. for a $117 gift. All these gifts doubled, by the way. Marie, thank you in Washington, giving a gift for one child. Daniel, thank you in Washington, D.C., saying I'll jump in there and help. All those gifts called in are doubled thanks to Passport Auto.
And we do want to thank Passport for doing that. I don't know the exact total of the money still left, but it's a few thousand dollars still remaining to double your gift. So we always say it, but it's true. Best time to call. Well, any time's a good time to call and give to the work of God and give to this ministry and the things that we bring to you. But especially when you can double the impact, that's a no-brainer, right? So make the call. Think about it. You can literally, this is not hyperbole, folks. It really isn't. In fact, I think Tom would agree, we often really feel a lack of words to adequately describe the scope of the need. And Tom, of course, has seen so much more of this even than I, though I've been in Nicaragua, I've been in Haiti, I've been in Guatemala, and many of you have as well, perhaps. Others of you say, I really don't have a frame of reference for the need. That's part of why Tom comes in and his brother Robert will be in later in the month and trying to paint the picture as clearly as we can. And it's just not, in my view, it's not possible to overstate the case. It really isn't. The need is so much bigger than what we are able to describe. But I have vivid, vivid pictures in my brain that will always be there of the needs and the children. And, for example, we've talked before about clay cookies, for example, you know, and the other thing is we've stressed is that I speak collectively when we talk of Cross, especially, they don't go in and go in competition with other ministries, but they find people indigenously in these countries that really carry the needs of their people on their own hearts. I know you have a story about a lady named Gladys you wanted to share.
Oh, I love Gladys. She's in the country of Haiti, and she is in the Port-au-Prince area. And Gladys is one of our key partners there in Haiti. And Gladys has established a big hospital there and clinics and schools and special needs orphanages. And, I mean, she's just doing amazing work. And one of the trips some time ago, I was there with her. I said, Gladys, tell me, you're so passionate about this. You're accomplishing so much for the kingdom and doing so much work, helping thousands and thousands of children and families every year. I said, why is it? What drives you? What's your motivation? And she shared this story with me. Guys, I want to share it with you. She said, when I was about five, she said, my mother had passed away and my father was doing all he could do. But she said, many days we'd wake up, there was no food, and we knew it. And she said, it's scary. When you're a little girl, 5 years old, and you know there's no food, that is scary. And I said to her, I said, Gladys, I've never known that. I don't, from earliest memories I have, we never missed a meal because our family didn't have food, ever. And I think a lot of you listening are saying, yeah, unless you've had some extreme need here in the States, which we get that. There are families that go through that. But we never missed a meal in my house. And she said, you know, it was pretty tough. And she said, I'd wake up and my father, she had five brothers and sisters. My father was being in the corner of our hut praying and crying out to God. And she said, he had already put our little bowls on the table. What a statement of faith that is, you guys. There's no food, but he put their little bowls on the table and be crying out to God for food for that day. And she shared with me how God met their needs in some of the most critical moments. And she said, I'll never forget the faith of my father, ever. But she said, I'll never forget how my Heavenly Father met our needs in some of the most critical moments. Guys, those moments are right now. These are critical moments for children who are suffering from hunger at a level that none of us, most of us, have never experienced. Literally hanging, lives hanging by the thread. And you and I hold within our hand a powerful key that opens a door for the future for these kids, a future of health and life, a life with Jesus, and it's in your hand and it's in mine. And it's in the form of a $39 one-time gift that feeds these children for a full year, the right nutrition, the right food. In your other hand is something else that's miraculous. It's called a cell phone. And you can pick up that phone, and in 2 minutes, you can transform the life of 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 kids with your gift. That's powerful. Man, that's kingdom work at a new level, isn't it? If we can get on our phone here in the United States, make a simple gift, and literally, almost immediately, your gift goes to work providing hope and health and life and the gospel for these kids, guys. Man, that's just incredible kingdom work. Could you join us by making a call right now to 888-257-4255, 888-257-4255. We'll give it to you one more time. No, you're busy. This is about a two-minute call, 888-257-4255.
And we want to remind you and ourselves as well that Cross goes in and partners with churches and pastors and missionaries and other parachurch organizations on the ground in these countries. It really is important to me that they have great respect for the body of Christ. They see their ministry, they being Cross, they see their ministry as integral to what God is doing in these countries. And so they don't go in as a kind of the Lone Ranger wanting to fix everything on their own, but they have great respect for the ministries God has already put there. And that's really quite biblical. That's really what God intends for us to do, is to link up, partner up with those whom he has placed in those areas of great strategy and position. And they, I often say, the folks on the ground in these countries, they are doing the heavy end of the log lifting. Yes. You know, they've got the heavy end of the log.
Sure do.
We have the light end, a gift of $390, a gift of $195, a gift of even $1,000. When you consider the hard work and labor of these dear people on the ground, we have the easy part, and that's just how it's how it is. And they're happy to do their part, but they need some help. They need some partnership. They need some resource. And we can make it available, as Tom just said, with just a two-minute phone call. You can change the life of someone in one of these countries. You say, really? Really? Mm. Well, I've said it for years. I believe it with all my heart. Heaven keeps good books. And Jesus even said, if you are to give even a cup of water in the name of a prophet, verily, truly, as honestly as I can tell you, he's saying, you will receive your reward. So God pays attention to you, that $39 gift.
Sure does.
Nobody else may think much. Well, look, we've told it often. The woman, we call her the woman who gave the mite, the widow's mite, as it's called, M-I-T-E, about a half a penny, I think, in today's value probably, a very small amount. And nobody else noticed. Nobody else cared. They were too preoccupied with the bags of money being opened and emptied by the rich folk. But Jesus noticed. And I've often said, 2,000 years later, we're still telling her story. We don't know who those rich were that were giving out of ostentation and the pride and arrogance and showmanship, if you will. And we know from how he talked about it, some of them were. That's why they gave. He said they have their reward. They gave to be seen of men. End of story. They've got their reward. But that little widow, she is in biblical history for all eternity, folks. Your $39 is not a small thing.
Sure isn't. Thank you for what you can do. The number, 888-257-4255, 888-257-4255. We've been talking about Haiti, and I want you to hear from a dear lady who was rescued. Her life was saved, and she's from Haiti. And I want you to listen. We've been talking about these clay cookies that these kids eat, and often they'll take dirt from the street and mix it with contaminated water and make these little mud pies. Like you and I used to make with our brothers and sisters.
But our parents told us, don't eat that.
That's right. Don't eat that. You know, you can put it in your Easy Bake Oven, but don't eat it. Well, this lady was doing it, but she was doing it to stay alive. Check this out.
When the guy was talking about the kid that eats clay for nighttime, so they're so hungry, that guy's talking about me. I was that kid that didn't have nothing to eat, and I would go to sleep with nothing. I grew up there. I left when I was 18. You guys might not know the difference you're making in this kid's life, but I know for a fact that whatever you guys are doing, God will bless you. I was that kid you guys are talking about, and God took me out of there and bring me to this country, and I'm forever grateful. You guys don't know. You guys will make a difference.
Not only a difference, a kingdom impact. You're going to make an impact on a life that you have no clue until we get to heaven. What's going to happen with that little boy, that little girl that you're rescuing? Can I give you the number, the rescue line number, 888-257-4255. $39 provides a year of nutrition. For a full year, guys, $39. Each child, 10 children, $390, 20 children, $780, $780 gift. I'm asking you to be one of 12 special leaders in our campaign to give a kingdom gift, a kingdom-level gift of $1,000 or more into this campaign. And we're looking for our first one to do that. Who could it be? Could it be somebody listening in Alexandria right now? Could it be somebody listening in Washington, D.C., of course, Pasadena, Fredericksburg, some of these great communities, guys, Arlington? Could you be the first one to give that $1,000 gift for 25 kids? Here's the number. 888-257-4255. I love a verse that's in Job. It's real short, and it's real simple. And I want to share it with you guys. And it's just, you'll get it when I share this verse. It's right out of Job. And here it is. It says, "And so at last the poor have hope." They need hope. They need hope, you guys. Yes, they need food today. Yes, they need medical attention and attention to the whole family, the mom, the dad, brothers and sisters. But the number one thing they need is hope. Do we need that in our country right now? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I think as you step up and you partner with Cross International, guys, and you make this kingdom investment to see to it these lives are impacted, you're going to begin to feel the joy of the Lord, and you're going to begin to see that hope in your own life. Can I give you the number? It's 888-257-4255. I've often said, Don, that in our country, we have an affluent nation, don't we? We have an affluent state. We have affluent neighborhoods, communities, cul-de-sacs. We're affluent, aren't we? And sometimes I think our country is suffering under what I like to call affluenza. You hear me? I think we suffer under the weight of affluenza in our nation. And sometimes it's easy to kind of block out these needs in some of these other nations with some of the poorest of the poor and the children, like what we're talking about. And it's easy to block that out because of our own affluenza. But I pray that, guys, we can get out from underneath that and say, look, God has created us for more. He's created us for more than just to absorb his blessing here in the United States. He's created us to do what? Provide blessing to those who are hurting. That's why he's blessed his nation. That's why he's blessed you and your family and your business and your ministry, to be able to bless those who are hurting in times like this. Would you join Cross International and make your very best gift, one time or monthly? $39 for one, $390 for 10. $1,000 rescues 25 children. $3,900 rescues 100 children. What's the very best gift you can give? Tax-deductible gift here at your end. The number 888-257-4255. 888-257-4255. Or you can make your gift on the web. Click the Cross International banner at WAVA.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What does actor John Cena say audiences will take away from his new family comedy, Playing with Fire?
Audiences will think, laugh, and cry. The story of the movie is going to make you think. The comedy of the movie is going to make you laugh. And the heart of the movie is going to make you cry. And I think that's an awesome day in life. So the fact that we can be able to do that in the movies, that's a good way to call this work.
Playing with Fire, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home
Advisor. With the tariffs and trade wars monopolizing the headlines, one bit of news that's been kept low on the radar is the dramatic drop in mortgage interest rates. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as investors flock to the security of bonds, interest rates have been driven lower and lower, all to your benefit. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you've got to act right now while the market's still on your side. Home appreciation's up, rates are low, and with Cornerstone's guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvement, or take cash out for any reason. Sooner or later, the inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels. Call Cornerstone First Financial now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or visit cornerstonefirst.com.
Some restrictions apply. NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the voice of the Martish Radio. In a Hmong village in Vietnam, local leaders recently tortured a Christian man in an attempt to get him and his wife to renounce their newfound Christian faith. After the couple refused, the villagers hung the man upside down over a fire of spicy peppers. The bitter, acidic smoke burned his skin, his throat, and his eyes until his captors released him. Once freed, the couple fled to a nearby village where they've been able to follow Christ openly. Pray this couple's faith continues to grow and that they'll be able to minister and be ministered to by mature and like-minded believers.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
The support is sponsored by Indeed.com. 66 eastbound, right before the Beltway. Disabled vehicle has been contained to the right shoulder. However, you hit very solid delays right around 123. In Sterling, there's an accident eastbound Old Ox Road at Oak Grove Road and a rest in northbound Fairfax County Parkway at Walnut Branch Road. Are you hiring with Indeed? You can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Barry Mills with traffic on 105.1 WAVA.
Couple of showers this evening, then becoming clear and cold overnight. Low 37. Windy and very chilly tomorrow. Partly sunny, high just 47. Real field temperatures in the 30s. Not as windy tomorrow night, but cold. Clear to partly cloudy with a freeze. A low at 29. The record low is 26, set in 1976. Mostly sunny and chilly Saturday, high 48. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Because it's easy to say we love them, we will pray for them. But Jesus says to this, what good is it if your brother comes to you asking for a need that he's got, and you tell him, go in peace, and I will pray for him? It doesn't do no good.
Yeah, it doesn't do any good, does it? Go in peace. I'll pray for you. We'll think about you. God bless you. Be warm and well-fed. Guys, what Jesus has called us to, in fact, commands us to do in Scripture, is to take care of the least of these. Provide for their physical needs. Be a servant, literally, to reach out to help those who are hurting. Obviously, far less fortunate than you and I. And we can do that sitting right here in our home, in our office, in our cars. We can do it with a two-minute phone call to Cross International. Man, we can be a huge, huge blessing to children who have no one to stand up for them. 888-257-4255 is the number. 888-257-4255. Thank you to everybody who has already given in our campaign, both over the phone and on the web. You can click the Cross International banner on the website, WAVA.com. And you can also call 888-257-4255. You know, there's just so many children, and you go to these nations, and we've seen just, you know, all kinds of crazy things. We've been involved in rescues in very difficult mountainous areas. We have been to literally feeding sites along the side of garbage dumps where thousands, I'm not talking hundreds, I'm talking thousands of men, women, and children are at that are suffering. Children in the garbage dumps that literally are finding any kind of garbage that they can eat. Chicken bones. I mean, it's crazy. We had a phone call from a lady. I got to share the story with you guys. This lady had gone to Haiti, and she called. She heard us on the air, and she said, I got to share a quick story. She said, I was in Haiti about a month ago, and she said, I saw exactly what you were talking about, where the kids were literally eating chicken bones. And she said, it shook me up. And she was eating a meal with one of the pastors there. At this pastor's house, and guess what they had? They had chicken. Well, she said, as they were sitting there, a dog came up, and I don't know how many of you have been in Haiti, but we kind of actually kind of laugh, because all the dogs look the same. I mean, it's not like you've got a German Shepherd over here, and you got a Lhasa Apso over here. I mean, all the dogs look the same, and so we laughed. Oh, there's another similar dog there, and they're all skinny, and the ribs are showing. And this lady was sitting there, and this dog came up, and she had finished like a little chicken wing. She reached down. Now listen what happened. She reached down. She goes, I'm a veterinarian. She goes, I know you don't give chicken bones to dogs. I know this. But she said, I did it anyway because the dog looked so hungry. She did, and the dog ran off, and the wife got angry with her. And said, why are you doing that? She said, the dog looked hungry. She said, please don't do that. We save those for children in our villages. And she said, what? The lady said, we save those so the children can have those in our nearby villages that have no food. They bite them open and they eat the marrow out of the inside. She said it shook her up. Say, God, what kind of a world is this? When kids have to rely on a chicken bone. What kind of a world are we living in? And so she became very impassioned about partnering with Cross International, what's going on in all of these nations, and said, I'm going to help. How about you? Could we give these kids nutrition and food for the next year with your help? It's a one-time gift. It's a small gift. For many of us, I understand. For some of you, you know, we call it a small gift. It might be very sacrificial for you to give a $39 or $40 gift right now. That might be tough to do. We get that. We get that. But there are also those who God has blessed that can give for 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 children. Guys, that's in the suffering of these kiddos, and I say that with just the greatest passion in my heart for this. I've traveled to so many nations with Cross International. I've seen this great need in every nation on the planet that we've been to. There's thousands and thousands of kids that need us. Let's impact these 2,000 this month. But we can only do it with your help, your love, your prayers, and your financial gift right now. Your best gift, 888-257-4255, 888-257-4255. One more time. Got your phone? We'll meet you right there, 888-257-4255 on the web, WAVA.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The purpose of a foundation is to bear the weight of the building, anchor it against the weather, and isolate it from ground moisture. Hebrews 6 outlines the 6 foundational ingredients of our faith. Without a handle on these 6 areas, our faith will not be able to bear up under the weight of life, resist external opposition, and the internal deterioration that comes with time. The first area listed in our spiritual foundation is repentance. People were surveyed about what the word repentance means, and most responded that repentance is simply feeling sorry about something we did or we didn't do. However, the word metanoia, which the Bible translates repent, does not describe a feeling as much as a major change of thought and attitude. You know, we've all cried crocodile tears. We weren't sorry so much for what we did as much as the consequences. We can cry for hours at the altar, but those who do not change their minds will never change anything else. Let God change your thinking and watch how He will begin to change your life. This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
If I hand you a free $20 bill, you're going to say, nice. If I take your $20 gift and I crumple it up first, chances are you're still going to say, nice. The value doesn't change, right? But what if I took your $20, sprinkled some magical fairy potion on it, and when I handed it back, it became a $40 bill? Obviously, you'd say there's no such thing as a $40 bill or magical potion. But our commercial here works better if we pretend. Hey, it's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, and the reality is, home values have gone up magical potion-like across the U.S., which for many of you has magically increased the value of your home. The one thing we've worked hard on is becoming experts on helping WAVA listeners that qualify to easily and efficiently cash out that newfound value to use for anything you want. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees up to $500. Nice!
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
God bless you, everybody. Thank you so much for picking up your phone and calling. Thomas in Washington, D.C. Christopher, thank you so much for your gift for three kids. Olaluwa, thank you so much. I probably messed up your name. From Pikesville, thank you with your gift. Also, Gregory, thank you in Hampstead. My goodness, bless your heart. Thank you for all that you're doing. That's three children. Larry gave a gift in Oxon Hill. Thank you, Larry. God bless you. Anita just joined us in Oxon Hill. Thank you. God bless you for your gift. And want to say thank you to some dear friends who just gave our first Kingdom partner gift of $1,000 for 25 children. And that is, looks like Sue J and Christine, bless your heart, in Columbia. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And all those gifts are double thanks to our wonderful friends at Passport Auto Group.
You know the old saying, we have a choice. We can curse the darkness or we can light a candle. And though it's old and rather tread-worn as a phrase, it does have powerful meaning. I can either complain and get frustrated, and in fact, more than once Christians have asked the question, where's God? Why is he letting this happen? I mean, we Christians ought to know better, but we're human too, and we see the need, and we see the pain, we see the brokenness. And by the way, it's a very biblical response. In other words, some of the great men and women of Scripture had their moments of questioning where God was. Job was referenced earlier by Tom. And he certainly had a couple of questions about God's providence and God's sovereignty and all the rest of it. But what we need to do is work through that and work past that and realize that God is on his throne. He's not unaware of what is happening in the world, including all these dear children. But I sense him saying to us more and more, it's like the fellow said, I for years indicted God. I said, God, where are you in the hurricanes? Where are you in the famines? Where are you in the droughts? Where are you in all these human tragedies? And he said, why aren't you doing something about it? And he said, one day it seemed like God finally got through to me and said, son, why aren't you doing something mm-hmm. about it? And that's really what it, bottom line.
It really is.
God saying, why aren't you doing something? I mean, this is a need that is very doable at any level. Most listening, I have no doubt, you could spare $39. You could find it. For some, it may well be a strain of a budget to do that. And by the way, we've always said, look, if you can only give $10, call.
Amen.
I mean, God sure honors any gift sure when it's given in his name and with the right heart and motive. So, but we're just giving you these increments because that's how Cross has worked it out, that they can feed a child for a year for $39.
And we can do it because the food, for the most part, is donated. But we got to get it shipped. We got to get it distributed to our partners. Zero government intervention. Zero. On this end or that end. And a lot of you listening are going, wow, that's awesome. Oh, yeah, it really is. And so we're grateful for that. But that allows us to be able to feed a child for a full year for $39. I want to ask you to join me in listening to our dear friend Carlos Vargas. And he is a dear partner and a dear friend. He's in Zacapa, Guatemala. And Don said something a minute ago. He said, well, you know, a lot of times people sit around and say, where's God? Where's God in the middle of all this? I want you to listen to this moment when he arrived at a house and what he saw with a mother. Check this out.
Yeah, there was a child, 3 years old. I remember when I was getting to the house, the mother was crying. And all she was saying was, where was God when I needed him? Where were the people that talk about love when I needed them? When I went into the house, she had a three-year-old dead in her hands. I cried with her and I didn't know what to tell her. At the end, I told her, God has been in the right place in his kingdom. Where was I when you needed me? That will be the question. To that mother, I told her, I'm sorry, I arrived too late. So that's why it's very important, more people to get involved. So we don't hear a mother crying because she lost a child.
Because we're going to end the suffering. We can end the suffering in these kiddos. We can end the hopelessness of a mom like that, or a father who has a three-year-old, or a two-year-old, or a newborn baby like we rescued early this year, 14 days old. She wasn't going to make it. The medical staff that was with us on this rescue said she would not have made it two more weeks. Not even two more weeks. As I held this baby girl, guys, I'm telling you, it was just heartbreaking. But we knew that we were going to be able to get her back to the hospital, get her the right nutrition she needed. We knew that if she could make the trip, that she would survive because she was going to be getting the right nutrition, the right formula for what she needed. We brought the mother. We brought that baby girl, 14 days old, the mother and her three-year-old brother with us. And we were able to help all three of them. What a beautiful moment. 6 weeks later, she didn't look like the same baby. I mean, she was fat and happy. And I mean, just adorable, adorable little girl. Thank God. That's what your gift does of $39. $78 for two kids, 10 kids, $390. $1,000 gift like a friend did moments ago, 25 kids, 888-257-4255. Love to meet you right there at the phone. 888-257-4255. Let's save the lives of 50 kids in the break. Can we do that? 50 children. 888-257-4255 or on the web, WAVA.com.
Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Attention homeowners! Dreaming about that home improvement project? With a strong housing market, chances are your home's value has gone up. And with a 15-year fixed interest rate of just 2.75% with a 3.005% APR, a cash-out refinance from Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and give you the cash you need for those home improvements. At Cash Call Mortgage, we're a direct lender and we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing cost. Whether it's for home improvements, getting rid of debt, or just putting away extra money for that inevitable rainy day. Cash Call Mortgage could mean achieving two great financial moves with just one call. The cash you need now and a lower interest rate. For a free quote to see if you qualify, call Cash Call Mortgage at 800-990-6947. That's 800-990-6947. 800-990-6947.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own, real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Jared Lopes says a wise dad is paying careful attention to how he's spending his time and his energy.
I just can't imagine I'm going to be an old man and my kids would say, man, Dad, I wish you would have just got us a little bit more money. But I could imagine them saying, I wish you would have been around a little bit more and you would have been a little bit more engaged.
We'll talk about stumbling your way to spiritual leadership this week on Family Life Today.
Weekday mornings at 4 and 7:30 on WAVA.
Everyone loves Mr. Rogers. Some of you grew up with him. And now a new generation is falling in love with his kindness all over again. Thanksgiving weekend, the movie Won't You Be My Neighbor opens. One of you could be going to the New York City red carpet premiere of Won't You Be My Neighbor. Just go to WAVA.com and use keyword kindness and register for the contest. We want to know how someone has shown you kindness. Go to WAVA.com, keyword kindness.
This just in, death, destruction, and violence. Film at 11.
Come on. Is all the news really bad? How about some good news in your daily routine? You'll find it when you log on to Christianity.com. They've got great devotionals, terrific Bible study tools, quizzes, and links to the day's most inspiring stories from around the web. Get good news every day when you set your homepage to Christianity.com. Make a difference in your internet life. Christianity.com.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
His name is synonymous with evil, so much so that you definitely wouldn't name your son after him. So what can you learn from history's most notorious traitor? John MacArthur takes a fascinating look at Judas Iscariot this week as he continues one of his most popular series, The Master's Men. Here on Grace to You.
Weekdays at 1:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. on WAVA.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune into the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
Just a few minutes of this hour left, but plenty of time for you to make that call and make that investment in the life of a boy or girl in one of the countries we're talking about. And such a difference that $39 gift will make.
888-257-4255. I'll give you the number again in just a moment. We are at a sister station to WAVA, and a phone call came in a $2,000 gift. I just want to share this real quick with you guys. It was a lady, and we called her to say thank you. And there was a note there, and so when she answered the phone, she was excited to hear from us. And we said, wow, thank you. What a beautiful gift. And she said, well, I need to tell you something. That gift was from my 16-year-old daughter. It wasn't from me. I said, what? She said, yeah. She said, my 16-year-old daughter. And she said, believe me, as her mother, I had to make sure that she wasn't just getting emotional about this and that she indeed, this is what God wanted her to do. And she said, she convinced me. Would you like to speak to her? I said, absolutely. She puts her on the phone, you guys. She was this beautiful, upbeat, bubbly 16-year-old girl that loved Jesus. I mean, she just, wow, it was just awesome. It just exuded from her voice and out of her heart. And we said, wow, thank you so much. And she said, you're welcome. And I said, why would you? You're 16. You could be saving for your college education. And, I mean, I went down the list, computers and a car and everything a 16-year-old could be saving money for. And she said, well, Tom, there's something you don't know about me. And I said, what? And she said, I'm a 16-year-old special needs girl confined to a wheelchair. And she said, I heard the stories of these kids. And she said, you know, my life gets tough, really tough. I'm looked down on at school. I'm made fun of. But she said, when I heard the stories of these kids, I suddenly realized I haven't made. So please accept this gift. Help as many kids as you can. And guys, isn't that true for all of us? What a beautiful heart. If all of us had that heart right now, what could we do? Wow. Would you meet us there at the phone? Give the very best gift you can. Make the biggest kingdom impact that you can at 888-257-4255. 888-257-4255. One more time. 888-257-4255. Or the Cross International banner at WAVA.com. God bless you.
To The Alternative with Tony Evans every weekday morning at 10:30 on 105.1 FM WAVA. Don't miss Developing Dynamic Disciples with John Jenkins Saturday mornings at 10:30 right here on WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.